Three, two, what's going on, Versus Community? It's your boy Cell, along with co-host.
It's your boy Vern Lee. What's up, everybody?
Got a impromptu podcast just talking about state of the meta, state of the game, what to expect going in the next year. So, Vern, what we starting off with today?
All right, so this actually isn't that impromptu for me. I've been wanting to talk about incursion, and we have just kind of put it off, kind of waiting to see what happens in future events.
Yeah.
But some recent conversation regarding the modern format has basically made me say we need to talk about this now. So let's just start off with talking about incursion, our experiences at Gen Con, and all of that. Like, I don't know about you, but personally, I enjoy the event of incursion itself. How did you approach it? Like, what did you think about it?
Cautiously optimistic, because we haven't seen anything like this done, and we know where this is going to lead, but there's so many things that need to be banned in order for them to kind of get to the point. It's like, okay, is this going to take 3 years before, incursion is up? Like, what's really going to happen? They going to actually get rid of some stuff, or is it going to be like one plot twist, one location, one equipment, that type of thing? So that's I was just wondering how it was going to shake out.
Yeah, that's how I looked at it. For Gen Con, I really only concentrated on the main event this time. For Incursion, I knew there was just going to be a bunch of broken stuff. And what I actually decided to do for Incursion was I'm just going to play the strongest, fairest main character possible and see how it does. Like I almost
Wait a
went
minute,
into it
is
saying,
Incursion that mess where I played Dark Phoenix and I had the
yes,
Beyonder doing that
yes it
nonsense?
was,
Oh, that's
yes.
right. Okay, yeah.
So I play rogue. I just said I want to play somebody that's fair but really strong, because I just want to gauge how that deck would do against broken mess. And it was mid. Like,
It would be.
rogue did what she does, and then broken decks that come into play have like later win cons or strong comeback situations, like Master Mold and Dark Phoenix and all of that. I got close, like in a couple of the matches, because I went 2-3 overall. In a couple of the matches, I got you down to one wound left. Like, I got Dark Phoenix down to one wound left. I got Master Mold down to one wound left, and then the door slammed shut. So, it was kind of like my little experiment within the experiment. I enjoyed it. And when you look at the format, it was super diverse. Like, it seemed like there were very little duplication of main characters. It was just a bunch of people playing a bunch of different broken things, and that's what we expected. I enjoyed it. I don't know how you felt about it, it was fun.
Well, considering that I was making stuff up as I go, I wasn't down on the format because I played stuff I had never played, like that nonsense with Beyonder, so
Oh, yes.
and then I played Dark Phoenix so I could get the ramp going to get to Beyonder, and I had played Dark Phoenix and I've never played Dark Phoenix in any tournament.
Right.
But
You kind of avoided playing her.
even during testing, I've never played Dark Phoenix, so it was cool for me because I did some stuff, a few things I usually wouldn't do, because
Yeah.
restrictions would sit back and say, hey, this is what you got, this is what you're dealing with, that type of thing. So
Right. And so then, after it was over with, then the conversation was, man, what's going to get destroyed? What cards are going to get destroyed? I hope they wipe all of this clean. I hope they get rid of this problem. I hope they get rid of that problem. And it didn't take that long to get the list back, but they actually destroyed a decent amount of cards. And then that's when the complaining started. A lot of people thought they didn't do enough. They didn't destroy enough cards, or they didn't destroy the right cards. You got the list with you?
Yeah, I got the list. So
Is there?
as a
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. No, you want to go ahead and read the list.
So Incursion Band list, shout out to, I believe this is Danny Privet. Is he the one that does the Reddit stuff?
I think so, but I'm gonna be honest. I don't know. I don't
Shout
remember.
out to, well, it looks like Jason Roosevelt does it too.
Oh
So shout
yeah,
out
that's right.
to
Jason
Jason
Roosevelt.
and whoever helps him out. So Incursion list band as of September 2022, which is of course right after Gen Con. So they got the band and stuff real quick. So you got all the gunmen gone. I need your help, gone. So boom, that's the X-Files problematic stuff out the gate. Bifrost gone. And that is it for Photo. So now Dr. Doom MC gone. Kate Pryde, so the Kitty Lord Dex, they're gone. Let's see, Nullifier from Shield vs.
No, not
Hydrasect.
Kitty Lord. That's the Shadow Cat version,
Oh,
the
I'm right.
future
You're right. The
past
Future's
version.
Past. My bad. My bad.
Yeah, it's
Future
no
Pratt,
problem.
the 6'6", the reverse ramp kitty. So she's gone. Nullifier from Shield vs. Hydra is gone. Outrider is gone. Senator Kelly is gone. And all 12 Alpha Combat Sentinels are gone.
All right, so now that that list has been read, I just want to ask you a straightforward question. Is there anything in that list that you think shouldn't have been incurred? Or is there anything that you saw played in Incursion that you thought should have took the place of what actually was destroyed?
Now, not took the place, and the reason why, if they're willing to get rid of this much, I wasn't expecting them to actually do this much. You know what I'm saying? This is probably three times more, at minimum, twice as much as I thought they was gonna get rid of. I thought they was gonna really drag this trash out, but they got rid of some significant stuff here. You know,
Oh, they
so
did.
if they the next turn go round, get rid of at minimum this much more problematic things, it's going to tighten the format up real quick.
Yeah, I
So it's
mean,
some
then
things on here that I wish were
oh, go
on
ahead.
here, but
Like what?
considering, like, okay, Dark Phoenix should definitely be on here. Go ahead and put JJ on here. You know, put Darkhold on here. Put Out of Time on here. You know what I'm saying? Because that loop is
JJ,
still
the
there.
supporting character?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And here's why I say that.
I don't think anybody played
Not
her.
yet, but we know
No, you
JJ
got
is
it.
coming. You know what I'm
Right.
saying?
I
So,
mean, we gotta we they only banning what was played.
okay, that's
So
fine. So the next thing up is going to be Out of Time, because Pixie Max is still legal for this list. You know, we still got that Out of Time broken nonsense that's still here. Because we still got access to Darkhold. You know, so that's the next stuff that needs to be up here.
all right,
At minimum.
so you thinking about what needs to be added. I'm just talking about, for the most part,
But you
were there
said
any
the
issues
stuff that
with,
got played.
right, was
This is stuff
any of
that got
that stuff,
played.
right? Because a lot of people, they didn't like the Sentinels being banned. They didn't really think Bifrost needed to be destroyed, and they thought that instead of the Nullifier being destroyed and instead of Doom being destroyed, that the machine should have just been destroyed. And a lot of the arguments for that was you can still do what the machine, you can still draw your deck with the machine,
Right, because you still have
even
access
without,
to the machine, even without
right.
Doom. Doom makes it easier, but it can still
Doom
be
makes it
done.
easier, and so do the Sentinels.
Right, exactly. Because you still got access to people that can get the machine. The machine is team stamped. Anybody who can get inventions can get the machine.
Right.
You know,
And
and that's
I'm gonna be
still a
honest
lot of
with you.
characters. That's still a lot of characters because Reed, Drake, and Forge instantly come to mind.
Right. I mean, to me, it makes sense. Doom won the event. So they got rid of him. And it's like, it's, to me, most of this stuff is common sense. Now, being very objective, I can understand why Bifrost being removed or being destroyed people gave it a side eye, they might not have felt like it was that impactful. And I do agree it should have been Machine instead of the Nullifier. I definitely agree with that. But here's why I don't think anybody should be complaining. Let's look at the mission statement that basically Upper Deck revealed when they talked about Incursion originally. And by mission statement, I mean what the purpose of Incursion was to be. And it was this long, drawn-out essay. And I just shortened it to two things. Incursion event. It's an ongoing multiverse-like event. It starts off as a multiverse with everything being legal except the stuff that's already banned.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of each sanctioned event, cars will be destroyed. Now, did they give us the criteria for that? No, they did not give us the criteria for the cars being destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
They honestly said it could be any reason. It could be any reason they destroy the cars. And they are also going to keep those reasons to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of the mission that I could basically tell from what they said is that they want to make a fun, ever-evolving format. So whatever they destroy, they want to make sure that the next format that's played afterwards is different.
Right.
I think they accomplished their goal.
Oh, for sure.
I don't see any issue with what they did when you look at what they said they were going to do. I really don't. I don't see how anybody could be upset because they did exactly what they said they were going to do. They said they're going to destroy some cars. They're not going to say what the criteria for it is. They destroyed what they wanted to destroy, and it's their event. And that was it. Like, we already know there's going to be some broken stuff for a while. We're going to have to deal with right. broken stuff for a while.
Right.
Every time they release something, there's something else potentially broken. So we're going to be dealing with some broken things. But here's the point. Regardless of that, they did what they said they were going to do. The next event that's sanctioned, that is Incursion, is going to be different than the one we had. And even the one we had was super diverse. So there really shouldn't be any complaining. Or if you do complain, just understand that it's just your personal feelings, but it doesn't change the fact that they did exactly what they said they were going to do. And I give them props for that. So here's where we're heading into. We have a modern format that was created. I don't know exactly when it was created. I know that the initial council and what they put out there was on March 7th, 2021. And this is a group of prominent versus players. Like, we have to give them props for who they are and what they are, that decided, you know what? Multiverse is jacked up. We need to do something. We need to create our own format. You know what? Let me just give my best summation of what their mission statement was based on what was written in the initial post by Robert Smallwood. They had an issue with top heavy cards, or they feel like they felt like if someone played in a multiverse event, that there would just be a few MCs that everybody would play. That's what top heavy means, that the ones at the top are so great that you're not going to see much variety being played. All right. They said that they wanted to be a format that's more fun than multiverse. Okay, that's simple. They said they were also going to make quarterly updates. Okay. They said they had an issue with cars that were so good in their styles that they invalidated other cars that have the same styles, which kind of goes along with being top heavy. Like, Rogue is so good, nobody's going to play any other type of aggro because they can't be Rogue. You know, that's basically what that means. And then they also said that they wanted to do is they didn't want to just come through and shoot the multiverse with a shotgun blast. What they wanted to do was come through with a scalpel, hitting as little as possible while also making it a fun format to play in. So everybody will be able to come in, play a viable MC. Not everybody will be playing the same thing, and it should be more enjoyable than Multiverse. That was the mission statement. That was the whole plan behind the Modern Council, right? What do you think about that when you hear those criteria? How do you feel about that as far as that being the actual mission? You think that's a good goal?
It should be, yeah. Because it should
I think
be
it's a great
able
goal.
To get something done.
I think it's a great goal. When I heard this announced, I was like, okay, cool. You know, and I was like, okay, so who's going to be on the Modern Council? And like I said, on 3/7/21, they put out who's on the Modern Council. So here's who's on the Modern Council. We got Rob Smallwood. We all know who Rob Smallwood. He's the GOAT. We got C-Stax, prominent player, former, or should I say sometimes content creator, I don't know. We got David Robbins, a member of Team Buckeye, also often a judge at UDE events, and also a good, usually unorthodox player. We got Adam Logan. He's a very good player. Every once in a while, he creates content. He used to be more active back in the day, but he's also very good player, very knowledgeable about the cards. We got John Phillips. We all know who he is. He's the GOAT at making crazy decks. We have Bert, another GOAT at making crazy decks, also a tournament winner. And we have Robbie Stewart, a guy that came out of nowhere and won like three events in a row. So the people on the council are top notch. Like, there's no issue with who's on the council. Okay. But saying that, I have to say this. Going by the mission statement, the modern format has failed. I'll say it again. The modern format has not met those criteria. So that's really what we're talking about right now. We got all these complaints about Incursion, but Incursion is doing exactly what they said it was going to do. The modern format is not doing what it's supposed to do. What do you think, before we even get into it, about what do you feel that way? Do you agree?
Well, my main issue with the modern council is, if you're going to ban stuff, ban everything that's problematic. Ban Dark Phoenix, ban this time, the time, out of time loop, ban, you know, ban it all, ban Outriders, ban all of it at the same time. I wasn't really paying attention to it till the last time they adjusted it. They brought some stuff back that was problematic, and then took some other stuff. Like, nah, get rid of it all. You know, that was my main issue, because, you know, we got so much going on Patreon, it'd be hard to keep up.
Well, yeah, and I just wanted to ask you, because I know you aren't as active lately as far as being in the online tournaments. You dibble and dabble when you get on them.
Right,
and of course, you know, when you want to jump in, you know, you're all in. You take the format seriously. I, on the other hand, am in most of the online tournaments. I play in as many of them as possible. So I've seen the evolution of the modern council's choices. And I've seen what happens at these tourneys. For the most part, well, let me say this. We have to discuss how important the modern format is. The modern format is actually huge. Since the modern format was announced,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say every online tourney, but the vast majority of online tourneys that we've done, not counting Team Buckeye, has used the modern format. It's even gotten to the point where the modern format is now about to be used at midwinter in sanctioned events with prizes that are being doled out from UDE. So the modern format has actually gone from being pretty much just a community-based format to being something that UDE is willing to have at their actual tourneys. That's a big deal. To me, it's such a big deal. It means it needs to be on point.
Right. Agreed. Yeah.
Like at upcoming midwinter, there are six events, and four of those events are using the modern format.
Right.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And shout out to them for creating something that has caught on to that point. But understand that the responsibility behind it means this is something that, since it's going to be visible, we need to make sure it's used properly,
right?
So that we don't turn any new person off from the game because they don't like the modern format. If modern format is going to be that important, if it's going to be used in most online tourneys, where we're drawing in new people over and over again, and it's going to be used at actual UDE sanctioned tourneys, it has to be on point.
Right. Yeah.
So let's talk about some of these cars, man, that need to go. Because that's really what the issue is. Like, we go down the mission statement, right? First thing is they say they want to do a quarterly update. So the first cars were put out on March 7, 2021. It's a little bit more than a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
The next update was in September 28, 2021. And I'm going to give them credit. They said they felt like they needed to stretch the update because I don't know if it was because car releases were off. I really don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But they felt like they should just wait. So they, instead of doing it in quarterly, they did it bi-yearly. So they gave us an update. I don't think we've had an update since. It's been a year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's been over a year. We haven't had an update. And honestly, there is no reason.
Especially since we hadn't had any cards.
We haven't had any cards, but what we have had, what we have had is tourneys that let you know we needed an update. That's what we had.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what matters, right? Like, I get it. There were no real new cars coming in after late 2021. Yeah, we got the other crossover in early 22, but there weren't a lot of new cars coming in. But when we started playing, we were playing there's a ton of online events. Build Phase does right. Like 3 to 4 events every year.
Right.
Then there's Community Day. T-Pals does tournaments. So there's a constant influx of deck ideas and decks being played, or at least there should have been. But that's the problem. It has not been that way. And most of these tourneys is degenerated into, you need to look out for this deck, or this deck.
Right, yeah.
And the same thing is being done, and it has created a situation where I think some people are just down on the format. I've talked to some people. I've seen it posted and on Discord. Some people are like, it's just not healthy. And I agree. The T-Pals tourney we just had, the finals was two people doing Invisible Woman. Man, I ain't even watched that. I didn't even watch that. It's just, bruh, we gotta talk about cars that need to go, man. Like, Invisible Woman is so good right now in Multiverse that the only issue she really has is that during Swiss, sometimes she can lose the time if you can get to her early. That's it. If she gets to the top 8 of a tourney, because all of the quick win decks are gone,
mm-hmm.
most of the alt win stuff in it, like, because really that's what the modern format hates on is early wins.
Right.
Okay. You know, I don't think Senator Kelly is banned, but, you know, Pixie Max, Maximus, he's gone. You know, stuff like that. The Black Widow was gone, so you can't erase a hand early. Basically, stuff that they think breaks the game early That stuff is gone. So Dex, like Invisible Woman, they thrive because they don't. There's a lot of things that will just basically make them that that's their enemies. They're gone.
So it's basically they're the apex predator now. There was
I mean,
a
for the
vacuum and
most
they
part,
filled the void.
For the most part, because I went 3-1. I played Pro Red Spider-Man, right? So there are aggressive decks that can hang. You know, there's Venom, of course, who really is like a combination of the two. But the whole point of this format is it's not supposed to be that top heavy.
Right.
Every modern deck or modern event shouldn't be. You shouldn't have to be saying, "Oh, here comes Invisible Woman. Here comes Venom. Here
Right.
comes Sentinels. Here comes Symbiotes. Here comes First Evil." It shouldn't be like that. That was the whole point of the modern format. We don't want top heavy.
Right. So you want to remove the things that would make you're trying to balance that out so that there could be diversity. That's
Exactly
what the name of the game is. So there's been so many tournaments, because see, this is the same thing that SAG said and UDE said. They said, remember back in the day when they was talking about what the formats were going to be in different formats and all that type of stuff. One of the things they said was, we need more data. We need more data. Well, COVID had us all locked up. You know what I'm saying? Whole planet was in jail. So then we was getting all these tournaments. So I get that they weren't sanctioned tournaments, but at least for modern council, how many tournaments you need to formulate some data? That's what I like about this incursion event. The incursion event is, if they do it right, it's going to happen at every single tournament, whether it's a regional or not. So that means next year, we're probably going to get, you know, four more rounds at three more rounds minimum of banned cards, which I think is going to be fantastic. So not only will we have newer cards coming out, but when you go to play Incursion, you know, some of that old broken mess is going to be gone. And the stuff that's still good will still be good because it was never an overall threat. But the data that we have now definitely says, hey, Modern Council should have been chopping some of this stuff up. And now the format they created is being used at a legit event, which means, hey, you really should have been on top of your job before this happened.
Yeah. I got questions for the Modern Council that I need answers to. How is Surtur still legal? How is Monarch still legal? Like, even if you don't get rid of First Evil Invisible Woman or Venom, even if I honestly think they need to get rid of Venom. And honestly, I wouldn't mind them getting rid of all three of these mains, because once again, it's the same criteria for why we got rid of Rogue. We don't want to see it all the time. And on top of it being so good at what it does, way better than what everything else that's trying to do the same thing does, we need to see new stuff. But if you're not going to ban them, at least ban the stuff that makes them ridiculous. There's no right. reason. If you want to get rid of Maximus, who, in my experience, Maximus on average is not going off till 4 or 5.
Right.
If you're going to get rid of Maximus, and that's on a good day. I mean, every once in a while you get some broken open a hand, you can do it extremely quickly, like on 2 or 3. But that is extremely rare.
Right.
Surtur can get rid of your whole resource roll on 3, 4, 5.
He's pretty consistent.
How is he still legal? That basically says we like Surtur. We want to keep him. How is Monarch still legal? Like, Monarch literally says Venom can heal pretty much everything. No matter how much you beat Venom down, if you have not killed him by the time Monarch drops, oh, flip everything up. We got, let's reuse these queens on turn nine. If I got no, let me flip no, let me use no and heal him once every turn. It basically says Invisible Woman is never face up ever. That's basically what it does. And anybody that's listening to this that says these two things, the first thing being there are answers. I just want to remind you that that's what we always say for everything. There's yep. always answers. There are always answers. And we are told, well, it Dark Phoenix creates a Boar state that nobody wants to deal with. Well, guess what? Being able to use any resource to heal or any resource to hide a character indefinitely is a Boar state that nobody wants to deal with. It's a Boar. When you get two of the same ones, we don't even want to watch the games. Right. And the people that's playing the games don't really want to play them. They just playing them because they know they can win.
Right.
That's a problem.
Even at tournaments. Right. Even at tournaments, when people don't want to play the final games, they're just, well, we'll just split the prizes because you're tired of playing this. Then it's like, okay, you're ripping the people off who waiting to watch it because everybody can't play and show up. But then it's like, okay, was the format not thought out clearly enough so that you really want to go ahead and move forward with being number one?
Man, can you imagine a new player excited to play this game and he hops on in a modern tourney and he plays a bunch of Invisible Women and Venoms all day? Bruh.
It's funny you said that.
It's not good.
I'll give you a prime example of something that's happening like that right now. So there's a game out called Marvel Snap, right? It's like a simplified version of Versus plus poker. Okay. So and the group that I'm in on Facebook, whenever somebody new comes and plays, the first thing they do, because there's different card pools and you'll run into different people, you know, you play people that set your same skill set, you know, so you run into people who have the cards to beat you, but then they don't have the skill set yet. Or you'll have people that have the skill set that started over, you know, so you'll have somebody that's constantly complaining about certain types of decks, certain cards. Oh, people use Wong and blah, blah, blah. And oh, this discard deck and blah, blah, blah. So it's like, okay, you just have to either get the cards or play better. Because there's ways out for this. But if you're a new player and you're going through that on a digital level, whereas we have physical cards, it's a completely different feeling. In addition to that, a versus game, like let's say, for example, you know, y'all come crash the house and we play versus 4 hours. Okay, in 4 hours, we may get in 9, 10 games, right? Maybe 11 if some stuff ended early. Well, in Marvel Snap, the games only last about 7 minutes. So if the games last 7 minutes, can you imagine going through that? You know what I'm saying? Going through the span of, okay, dealing with all those Venoms for 4 hours and contracting that to half an hour. Well, you play seven games, you know, five games in half an hour. So you contract all that type of stuff down, then your frustration mounts because you're losing way faster. And you got less options. With you.
I don't know which one is worse.
The speed one is worse because your deck is only, so here's the thing. Your deck is only 12 cards, right? You start off with 3 cards, and every turn you pull a card. The game ends at turn 6, okay? So that means out of 12 cards, you've pulled 9. Not talking about anything else that's pulling additional stuff out of your deck, right? Or you drawing extra cards or what have you. So that means that 75% of your deck is going to get played. Well, then, from that perspective, that's saying that, and you can't play the same card. You know, it's just one card. You know, you don't have four ofs or anything like that. So that means that you have a situation where, hey, those are good odds for you if you play a certain type of deck. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, I got a like kind of a ramp thing going. So, if you think that 75% of your cards are going to get played, the combo that you're trying to play to win, you should see it 3 out of 4 times. But if you just have somebody who has better cards or higher skill and you lose every 7 minutes instead of every 30 minutes, then in 30 minutes you've lost 5 times instead of once. And you had 12 cards to deal with instead of 60. At least with 60 cards, you say, hey, I got higher odds. You know what I mean? Now, stretch that out over versus. If changes haven't been made over a year, but we've had all this time to make those changes, then the complaints that we get would be legitimate. Because even though we don't play the game as fast, we still have way more games being played than we would have before because so many people are playing online. There's a whole Discord thread dedicated to looking for a game, looking for a game. So the game is getting played all the time. The information is there. And now that the modern format is being used, it's they really need to step up and say, hey, we represent the modern format. Y'all doing this format based off of what we chose, then we want to make some adjustments to the rules of the format. That's really what they need to step up and say.
I agree. One other thing that I hear, or that I hear, is that if we remove somebody like, for example, First Evil or Invisible Woman or somebody like that, there'll be another MC that does the same thing to step into it. Stop saying
Right, at some
that.
point, you're not going to have that option. You're not going to have
Stop
that issue
saying
because
that.
it's not that many broken cards.
And what Invisible Woman does in this genre of deck style is better than any other deck that does it. That's why she's always being played. Not only that, but so what? How about this? How about we prove that other decks that do the same thing will be as successful? That's one of the reasons why Rogue is banned. Right? So we should be banning these other decks that we constantly see for the same reason. Changes got to be made, man.
And this is starting at the beginning of the year. So my thing is, if they're going to be choosing modern as something to move forward with, maybe not at Gen Con, but as something to move forward with, then changes like, desperately need to be made because otherwise we're going to see the same thing over and over again. And now the Modern Council, what did Obi-Wan say? You're turning into the thing that you swore to destroy. You know what I mean? Like you developed the council because you was complaining about what SAG was doing, dragging their feet on the stuff that was getting banned. But now the modern format isn't doing the banning like it's supposed to. But now it's part of the regular tournaments. It's literally became what it was supposed to be stopping.
And I gotta say this, like, most likely. Well, we don't know, but most likely the reason that we're having these modern formats is because this year, Midwinter is not a regional. And not only that, but Midwinter is special. It gets about as much support as Gen Con gets, it seems like, lately. And they just have a little bit more leeway as far as what they can do. I don't really expect to see modern format at most of these other events, but I could be wrong, right? That's the thing. We could be wrong about that. And if that's the case, the Modern Council has so much power and so much influence, whether they realize it or not when they create it. Because I honestly think they didn't realize. I don't think they realized, hey, we're going to be playing this as an actual sanctioned event.
Oh,
But
for
hey,
sure.
it's here. So we got to take it seriously. And that brings me to the probably the last point. We need some new blood on his council, man. We need some new blood on his council, whether that means rotating people out and putting some other people in or adding additional members. I'm seeing there's like a ton of, and I'm gonna be completely honest, I don't know who is Build Better and who isn't. I don't know how the Build Better slash Rob Smallwood slash Robbie Stewart thing works. I know they work together as far as like sometimes they build decks together and they test a lot together. It's too many of you guys here without having other people in here just to have a different voice. And please understand that I'm not saying that there's any collusion on what you guys are doing, because that's silly. Most of you guys don't even play in the online tourneys on a regular basis. So that's right. Not what I'm saying.
Right.
But what I'm saying is we need other people that don't necessarily regularly test with Build Better and that have different ways of thinking to add to the mix so that we can get more things done as far as what's getting removed as far as banned in the modern format. And we got some people that will be good, I think. Like, I think Jason Roosevelt, a Build Phase, would be great. I think Jose Barreros would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt Pete would have the time, but I think Pete would be great. We got a new guy who's been playing with us like the last 6 or 7 months who's just like really caught on to the game, has done well at tourneys. Tevin, the Black Knight, if you see him on Discord. I think all of those people would be excellent additions. And I'm not saying that you got to add these guys. I'm just saying something needs to be done to switch things up. Not only as far as the format itself, but also the people that make the decisions. It's too much of one team. And no, me and Sale are not asking to be added.
Well, what time? We're going to be doing some Patreon stuff like right after this.
Please understand that right now. That's not what we're doing. But I mean, that's all I have to say. I think that this is extremely important, and I'm honestly just going to put it out there like this. Modern Council, we need you guys to get on this now. Like right now. Immediately. You guys need to convene. We got four events in midwinter that have the modern format. We need to ban this. Surtur and Monarch need to be out of here. You guys got to convene. Get some new members or something, and get some of these cards out of here so that we won't just be sitting there all day dealing with the same decks at four different events. I implore you. We got over a month to go. That's plenty of time to figure out something else. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I think that you guys can get this done correctly. Instead of hitting as little as possible, hit what needs to be hit. And change this format for the better. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. All right. In the words of the late, great Stan Lee, enough said. It's your boy, Sel, along with my co-host.
It's your boy, Vern.
I'm wrapping up this episode of... Wait a minute.
This isn't any...
Right. Force a habit. Wrapping up the podcast. See you guys in the Discord and in the collective later.